Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton moves to third. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheffing moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirostek moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vander Meer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vander Meer hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Vander Meer, and towards Stahlkup, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gustin for the out. Scheffing moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scheffing scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Leonard moves to second. Ewell Blackwell now pitching. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin takes first base on ball 4. Smalley scores. Leonard moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Leonard scores. Walker moves to third. Verbin moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Verbin scores. There goes Cavaretta trying to get to home. Merriman throws the ball into Stahlkup, who relays the ball to Mueller, who tags Cavaretta, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 7-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Lowry scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheffing scores. It's 9-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Permisa now catching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verbin moves to third. Dixie Howell now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verbin scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 10 to nothing, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Cavaretta moves to third. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Permisa and he is safe. Lowry steals second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scheffing hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 11 to nothing, Cubs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing second base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verbin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 2 in the game. Merriman strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirostek strikes out. Scheffing drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wirostek out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Corbett now playing shortstop. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Andy Pavko. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing left field. Peanuts Lowry now playing center field. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Leonard. Kluszewski moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to third. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Kluszewski scores. Permisa moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-1, Cubs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-1, Cubs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verben takes first base on ball four. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 3 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.